sin. And there is a story in the Bible that helps us to understand that sin a little bit better. So shall we tell it?
Let's do that.
Excellent.
So, one day, Jesus was teaching in the temple courts. That was like the big church at the time. And there was a big crowd of people. And there were some Pharisees, who were the holy men, the religious people, that tried to make sure that everybody else followed God's rules. And the Pharisees came along with a woman who had broken her marriage promise to her husband.
And they made her stand before the crowd of people, and they said to Jesus, "Teacher, this woman was caught breaking her marriage promise to her husband."
And then another Pharisee piped up and said, "In the law, Moses said that when we catch somebody like this, we should kill them by throwing stones at them. What do you think we should do?"
And now the Pharisees were using this question as a trap in order to have a basis for accusing Jesus. But Jesus bent down and started to write on the ground with his finger.
And then after a while he stood up and he said to them, "Let any one of you who has never sinned be the first one to throw a stone."
And again, Jesus stooped down on the ground, and slowly people started to go away, one at a time, the older people first, until only it was Jesus and the woman left.
And then Jesus turned to the woman and said, "Well, where are they all? Has anyone found you guilty?"
And the woman replied, "No one, sir."
So Jesus said, "I don't find you guilty either. Go and leave your life of sin."
Bro, thank you so much. Do you know, it can be really easy to believe that we are really good people when we compare ourselves with others, isn't it? We might know that we would never rob a bank or, I don't know, kidnap a dog, and so we can be tempted to think that we don't need to worry because we are all good. And the Pharisees and the teachers of the law back then thought that they were good people as well, especially when they compared themselves with people like that woman. Because she was a really bad sinner. Someone who they thought should be stoned to death. But Jesus kind of turns the tables, and instead of agreeing with the Pharisees, he invites each person to look at their own heart. And they realized that they weren't sinless. So they put down their stones and walked away. Now, if Jesus invited each of us here to look at our own hearts, we would also realize that we're not sinless either. The Bible tells us that we have all sinned and we have all fallen short of God. So, what is sin? And for this bit, I'm going to need some help. So, does anybody want to be my volunteer? Mine? Excellent. Okay, so I have got this target here, and I need you to shoot these three arrows at my target, okay? Does that sound, do you reckon you can do that? Brill. Okay. Oh, yes, you'll be on camera if you come up, is that okay? Great. Okay, let's put this just here. And here are your three arrows. And I need you to shoot them, and you need to hit the target every time, okay? But I need you to stand right by over that door, yeah? Okay. Let me move this so it make it a little bit easier for you. Okay, go on then. Mind out, everyone. Ooh, sorry, maybe I should have made them a bit blunter. It's got a vendetta against Dad. Okay, go on, last one. See if you can get it. I reckon, you might be able to. Whoa, hit Nathaniel. Let me just move this. Thank you so much, Mina. Round of applause for him for giving it a good go. Thank you so much. Oops. Okay. Now, none of your arrows hit the target, did they, Mina? In fact, In the nicest way possible, none of them even got close. Sorry. And this helps us to understand a little bit what sin is. Sin is when we miss the target, when we don't live in the way that God created us to live. And the target is to love God with all of our heart and with all of our soul and with all of our mind, and to love other people as we love ourselves. So sin is when we fail to love God, when we fail to love the people that are around us, when we always put ourselves first. And we are all guilty of sin. It's not just those people who you might think, well, you know, they've committed a serious crime, so they're a big sinner. We're all sinners. I'm a sinner. I'll stand up and say that. But the good news is that Jesus has done something about our sin. So, why does sin matter? Why does it matter if I tell a little lie, or if I cheat on a test, or if I'm a little bit selfish sometimes? Well, let me show you. Kiwi, my special volunteer, she does know that I'm about to do this. Please would you join us up the front? We've got a lovely t-shirt for you to wear. Could you pop that one on for me? There you go. There we go. Very stylish. Excellent. Right, could you stand in this pool for us? Thank you so much.
We're all about the health and safety.
We are.
So, would you like to put that on your head?
That's a lovely look.
That's great. And we're going to pop some swimming goggles on you, just so nothing bad happens to your eyes. Can you hold those in place? There you are.
Oh, that's okay. Oh, lovely. Very, very nice.
If you want to take a picture now.
Before the mess. So I need you all to imagine that this t-shirt is the beautiful, brand new life that God gives each of us when we are born. A life that he gives us to live in friendship with him. However, it isn't very long until we start to mess up our life with sin. Right from when we are very little, we can be selfish and demand our own way.
Or sometimes we tell lies.
Well, you didn't get it on the carpet, you just got it all over my clothes, thanks. Oh, great, my new shoes, everyone. Anyway, sometimes we can be bad-tempered.
Sometimes we can be careless with ketchup and nasty.
Sometimes we can swear and say unkind things.
Sometimes we can be grumbly and complainy.
We can be a little bit bossy.
We can be rude.
I'm going to change up my the colours here. We can be lazy.
Okay. We can be greedy.
But the worst thing of all is that we have rejected... Oh, God, I didn't really get that any very well. We rejected God. We haven't loved him. We haven't... Let me switch up to the barbecue. We haven't obeyed him. In fact, we've ignored him. Even though he's given us so much. Oh dear, Phoebe, look at that beautiful, clean t-shirt which you had on. It's not very clean anymore, is it? It's all messy and a little bit stinky. No offence, Kiwi, it's not you, it's the t-shirt. And if Kiwi took off this t-shirt and tried to wash it, there would be a lot of stains left behind. I don't know if any of you have tried to wash ketchup out of a white t-shirt, but no matter what washing powder you use, there's always going to be a little bit of colour left. And in a similar way, no matter what we do, when we sin, we can't get rid of our sin by ourselves. It stains us. And it separates us from God, which means we can't have the relationship with him that he created us to have. And so who can help us? Well, there is a verse in the Bible which tells us just that. So could I have the verse on the screen, please? Thank you so much. In 1 John chapter 3, verses 4 and 5, it says, "Everyone who sins breaks the law." In fact, breaking the law is sin. But you know that Christ came to take our sins away, and there is no sin in him. So Jesus is the one who can help us with our sin problem. He doesn't call us guilty or make us feel ashamed, like how he didn't call that woman in the story guilty. Instead, he did something that cost him everything about 2,000 years ago. Having lived a completely sinless life himself, Jesus was arrested and nailed to the cross by the people who wanted to get rid of him. But it wasn't an accident. When Jesus died, he was taking on the punishment for everybody who's ever sinned. He's taking the punishment that all of our sin deserved. And on the third day after Jesus died, he rose again from the dead, and Jesus is alive today. And because of what Jesus did, we are now offered the possibility of a new life, like that woman in the story. If we come to Jesus and ask him to forgive us our sins, he takes our dirty life and gives us a new life in exchange. A bit like this. Kiwi, could you take that t-shirt off without getting it to everyone? Excellent, thank you. One on for me. Thanks. When we come to Jesus and ask him to forgive us our sins, he takes our dirty life and he gives us a new life in exchange. And when we say yes to Jesus, we get a special gift called the Holy Spirit, who lives inside us and helps us to live lives centered around loving God and loving other people. But what's so special about this new life is that each time we mess up, every time we do something wrong, we can come back to God and ask him to forgive us our sins. And he does freely. Round of applause for Kiwi. Thank you so much.